Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Real Raw Radio, only on 102.5 The Bone. Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show, the only show with the balls to say vote for Trump, country music rocks, and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
We are back. It's hour two of the Cat Named Mo Show. And I was afraid this was going to happen, Jerrica, that this show was going to get away from you.
Yeah.
We are already 1 hour in. I don't even know where the first hour went, but we have two more for you before we turn you over to Drew Garabo Live, the repeat. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. A lot of times here in Drew Garabo, the second time around makes it even funnier. I get to hear a lot of the subtle drops from SBK. You know, a lot of times he's quick. He'll just drop something right in the midst of the conversation and you don't realize how funny it is. So that's what's great about the replay. We also have comedian Jim Gray. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well.
Are you?
All things considered.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, I promise you. Before we do that, though, as Rory Ellis and his band set up, and hopefully we're going to be able to get the whole band through the board, poolside caller in here ready to videotape. I got my brother Eric, who's going to be helping me video the Jerry X music video for my film, Jerrica.
Nice.
He's going to be videotaping your performance of Doofus Shoofus.
All right.
Did you tell Rory that you two are going to have to go out and practice a little bit more?
No, I haven't told him that yet, but I'm sure he's aware.
All right. Well, let him set up. Let him set up. You got to admire a band that's their own roadies. I like that.
Yeah.
It eliminates a lot of the pretense involved with rock and roll, if you will. Speaking of music, remember this song? This is Alana Armida. She was in studio with us last week.
Yes. Beautiful voice.
I know. This is from the official music video, which is available on YouTube. Pretty, pretty vocals, man. She has a beautiful voice. Are you like her? Is your style like hers or different? What would you say?
Slightly different.
Slightly different?
Yeah.
This would be R&B pop?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. I can hear this on Hot. I can hear this on Hot 101.
Definitely.
Or Hot 101s, as we call it in the hood. Again, that is our artist friend Alana Armida, who's Bradenton, out in Bradenton. Her parents were in with her, and what a fantastic time we had with her. And
yes,
I just wanted to remind people to go to her website and all things social media. Alana, Ilana Armida, Armida.
Her music video is actually posted on your Facebook. So,
well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. There you go, right there. The song is called Pretend. She has an EP that she has coming out very, very soon with some new music as well. And I believe Pretend will either be on it or you can. Yeah, I think you can also get it out on iTunes. So I just love helping local artists.
Of course.
I think it's incumbent upon local radio to tout, as Drew is out there doing right now with Rue all things local, because that is the one thing that syndicated radio really can do, which is give you a flavor of your own hometown and share the talents of those other people. Jim, yep. So lay the scenario out for me. And again, this is Jim Gray. You hear him every other week right here on the Cat Named Mo Show. He sits in with us. He has, your daughter is how old?
She's 18.
18. Now, I'm going to try and say this without sounding creepy. Yeah.
Try really hard, though.
Roland, I'm hearing a lot of laughter in the background, and I don't know why.
Because I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. This is what I'm going to tell you. And listen, I get it, too. I have a beautiful daughter, and she is Facebook friends with me, which means my friends have access to her as well.
Right.
And you have a beautiful daughter. You have a beautiful daughter.
So you've stalked my daughter?
I haven't stalked her.
That was wicked creepy.
No, I haven't stalked her.
Not yet.
We're not even Facebook friends, but you like to take a lot of photos with her because you're a proud papa.
Yeah, she's my girl.
Now, you have more than just her.
Yeah, I have two little ones, too. I have 9 and a 10-year-old.
And what, the boy is?
10.
Okay, the boy is 10 and your little girl was 9. This is your, are they all same mom?
You might. No, my oldest doesn't have them. She passed away years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you, oh man.
Yeah, I've had her on my own since she was 3.5.
This makes the story even more tragic,
yeah,
Erica.
Yeah, this is my girl.
It would be, it would be a million notches.
It'd be a lot funnier if we could blame it on a mom, but now the mom is
gone. Well, we can. I mean, she can't defend herself.
Oh my God.
No. So the mom is no longer in the picture. Now your girl, she's not running around the streets crazy or anything like that.
No,
she just graduated and on her way to college.
Yeah, she's at USF now. She just moved into the dorms.
Okay.
She graduated with a 4.8, I think.
I thought 4.0 was the highest you could go.
No, there was a guy with like a 8-point something at her at her high school.
Really?
It was insane.
I had a 0.2, Roland.
I didn't know.
Mine didn't even show up, buddy.
Well, let me tell you, they give you a 0.2 for just picking up the pencil.
Yeah. Oh, but you've seen my spelling. It's like
my blood alcohol level is higher than my GPA. I can tell you that.
You know what I'm saying, Jim? Okay, so does she live? She's just moved into a dorm. Did she live with you prior?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you and the kid. Okay,
she still has a room, obviously.
Okay,
which is where the incident occurred.
Well, okay, what day was this?
This was yesterday.
Yesterday, what was the time?
It was about 4 in the afternoon.
Damn, who's getting busy at 4 in the afternoon?
My daughter is.
Wow.
Wait, what?
A couple of 18-year-olds.
Okay, so paint the picture.
Man, it was horrible.
Well, paint.
She is definitely my kid. First of all, she's a good kid. She's never had a boyfriend. It's her first boyfriend in her life. She's a virgin until she was 18. I guess this guy is.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it happened before. But
right. But how do you know? Did she tell you that she? How do you know she was a virgin until she was 18?
Well, she. I mean. Yeah, she.
Dude, we really know, or are we going on assumption?
We know.
Okay.
We know.
Okay. You're good.
We talk. I mean, when you.
You had
she
that kind
had
of open
mom,
relationship
so
with her?
I had to do her period. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I had to do with her that created a relationship between her and I that is different, I think, than most people.
Okay, I get that. I get that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can
Which makes
that.
Yesterday even all the more devastating.
Okay, so what happened? Now, were you not? Let me ask something. Were you not supposed to be home? But paint the scenario.
No, this is the ridiculous thing about it. I was on the couch, and I can only assume that she thought I was taking a nap.
Okay.
But her door was wide open.
Okay.
And she's supposed to be at work at 5, so at like 4:30, I went into her room, and because her door was open, I don't. If her door's shut, I don't walk in.
Right, you give her that respect.
Right. Since she was 13 years old, I haven't walked in her room. But
okay.
The door's open, I walk in.
Right.
You know, so I did.
It's your house.
And she was riding cowboy.
Oh,
oh my God.
Backwards or frontwards?
Backwards. Roland?
But no.
Hold on, Jim.
I'm sorry.
This is the man's daughter we're talking about here. Respect, a little protocol.
I was just going for
We don't need all of those details, the specifics. All right, thank you. Backwards
or
front?
Well, that one detail for me was...
Was he reverse or what?
But the fact that she was...
No, really. Was he reverse? Yeah, we need to know. Roland was right. I need to know this.
No, she was not reverse.
Okay, all right.
Why did she leave the door open?
I can't tell you what she was thinking.
Well, we'll get to that part, Jared.
This is stressing me out.
We'll get to her. So you walk now. Had you known the boyfriend prior to this?
Yeah,
you had met him before.
Yeah,
seemed like a cool cat.
Yeah, he's going to be a fireman.
Okay, he's still alive.
Lucky he is. I mean, there was that brief moment where I actually punched a wall.
Well, yeah, but listen, listen. You ask if he's still alive. This is what 18-year-olds do, man.
Which is what I had I had to go through all those emotions really fast because I got angry, and then I had to be like, well, she is an adult, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like when when an alligator or a lion bite someone, and then they get put down, and then you'll hear this outcry, which is justified of, well, the lion was just doing what a lion does. The alligator is doing what an alligator does.
I'm not sure if my daughter's the lion or the alligator in this story, but I don't know if I like where you're going with this.
I'm just saying. Teenagers. Now, how old is the boy? Do we know this?
He's 19.
19. They're doing what teenagers do?
Yeah,
man?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you walk in. Now, you're not hearing any noise, right?
No, quiet as mouse.
Okay, so he ain't hitting it right. We understand
that
from the outside.
She was in control, like I said. I got to be proud of my girl because she was taking the reins in that situation, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's keeping him quiet. She's being quiet. Now, how long do you stand there before the processing is complete and you extricate yourself from the situation?
0.5 seconds. I don't even think.
Okay. Do they see you at all?
Well, yeah, because I said gross like that. I literally walked in the room, turned the corner, was like gross, and I punched a wall and walked out. So yeah, they knew I was there.
Okay. So do you go back to the couch and continue watching TV?
No, I actually went into my room and into the bathroom for some reason. Like, I tried to get as far away as I possibly could. Right. I don't know what I was thinking, but that's what I did. I went in the bathroom, I sat on the toilet, and I just put my head in my hands and I'm like,
right.
What do I do? You know what I mean? But she's an adult, and you know,
absolutely.
My biggest complaint, I sent her.
Although I will say this, with all the acquiescing that's going on here, she is an adult. But in your parents' house, at 4 in the afternoon, when you know they're there.
But I was on the couch. I'm not even in my bedroom, which is on the other end of the house. And I got, you know, a decent-sized house. I was right in the living room.
That bespeaks of a certain recklessness you might want to address later on.
She's definitely my daughter.
I know a little bit about you. We've hung for some years now, man, maybe going on a decade plus. And, you know, you're a cat that's lived your life how you want to live it, and that's exactly what I've done as well. So when's the next time you see her? Does she come out? I mean, what happens?
Well, I sent her a text last night.
You sent her a text.
She left immediately. Like they left, they darted.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom and I don't even know how they got dressed because they were out the door fast.
Okay.
And then I didn't see her, so I texted her last night and I thanked her for waiting 18 years. You know, not doing this at 13 or 14.
Right. Right.
Because I had to realize that. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm grateful that it took us this long to be in this situation.
Once again, by the way, we're talking to my friend comedian Jim Gray, who busted in on his 18-year-old daughter having sex.
So, long story short, my biggest problem is I guess I was angry that she doesn't know how to shut a door. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
It's none of my business what she does because she's an adult, but it is my house and shut a door.
Oh, okay.
It's got a lock.
But let me ask you this, because it is your house. If she would have said, Dad, I want to have my boyfriend over and we probably blah, 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 and say you weren't going to be there, is that something that you would allow to go down at your house?
Yeah. I mean, talking about something is different than seeing it, though.
Right.
You know? I mean,
right.
Yes.
All right.
But, I mean, you can say I do something. I'm not going to imagine it.
Right, but now, I think a talk with the boyfriend is in order of just protocol, respect. Yeah. Go, listen, mm-hmm. I'm an adult. You two are adults. I understand this is how this is going to be, but I'm going to need you to show me a little level of respect if you're going to be in my house, which is to say, if my daughter wants to do something with you and I'm in the house, you tell her no.
I think that conversation would go poorly.
Oh, okay.
I would probably strangle him.
I
can't imagine what he would say back to me that wouldn't anger me. You know what I mean? Anything he would say, like I'm sorry, I would be like, that's pathetic. And then if he justified or made excuses or said he wouldn't do it again,
that'd be funny. Justifying it would be hilarious. Yeah.
There's nothing he could say.
What if the boyfriend goes, but that ass goes?
I might respect that more than anything right there.
He's that'd like, be my line, Roland. I mean, that ass don't
do. Once it got going, I mean.
Yeah. Have you seen your daughter, dude?
Oh, that's gross.
Come on now.
I would respect that probably more than anything he would mutter.
I'm assuming that the hostility that, and it may not even be hostility, but all of that will subside with time, yeah?
I don't know. I didn't like the guy to be. I mean,
I thought you said he was a nice guy.
He is, but I don't like him because, you know, he's dating my daughter. I mean, it's not him. He's a good guy. I mean,
right. It's anybody in the role of dating your daughter, you're going to have some animosity towards.
She went from having no boyfriend at all till, like, her first boyfriend. Now she's
a fireman, man. Yeah, that's like your first car being a Porsche. Good Lord.
You
need to get her a Kia boyfriend. Yeah.
Put himself out.
Wait, so you guys are not going to actually talk about this? Like, what are you... When you see her for the first time...
I saw her this morning.
No, but when you see him, that's going to be kind of awkward.
It's always, I make it awkward. I make him feel awkward. This, I know the reason why it was like a little bit of shock. I make him feel as awkward as possible in my house.
Right.
Every time.
That's your job.
I try really hard to make him feel uncomfortable. I don't like him going to the bathroom if they're, you know, he's at
that's
my
so
house.
That's
like,
so mean.
I am not mean to him.
No, that's a father's job.
I guess, make him feel uncomfortable in my house. I just do.
Well, clearly you don't because they thought it was okay to do that.
That
wow. Yeah, Jerrica.
I'm just kidding.
Ooh. Jerrica dropping the real.
I got to keep it real.
He feels very comfortable at your house. Apparently, a little bit too comfortable. Yeah. You going to finish that beer?
He's going to walk through in his boxers now.
Your daughter made her brother a little thirsty.
Hey, Jim, go make me a sandwich.
Yeah, you getting up? Make me a sandwich, Jim. I can call you Jimmy, right, Jim?
They have a bell by the door. Man. They just ring it when they need him.
He would not be here.
My God. I want to get the numbers out again. 727-579-1025 at 800-771-1025. I would be very curious if this situation ever happened. Yeah, it's just... Did you ever walk in on your parents?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
you did?
My parents were freaks.
Okay. Okay, bad. So there's a precedent being set here in the family genealogy. Okay, nobody ever walk in on you?
Well, here's a funny little anecdote to the whole story is she actually caught me one time a couple years ago.
Okay.
And she filmed it.
What?
All right, back up. Back up a little bit.
She didn't film it like film it. She audio filmed it.
Oh, because what?
I had a couple drinks, and like she's always there. She doesn't have anywhere else to go. So I don't know. I guess sometimes when I'm drunk, I forget that. And I brought this girl home, and we were, you know, going at it, having fun in the bedroom.
Right.
And, I guess I woke up the next day and my daughter had an audio of the shenanigans. She was not happy about that.
Right.
I got to be honest.
Cindy, go ahead. Your husband caught your son having sex?
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Nothing. He was pretty cool with it. He just closed the door and said, you know, sorry about that.
Was she not?
Let him go.
Well, now, let me ask, how old is the son, Cindy? How old was the son during this incident?
Oh, he was probably 14 or 15.
Whoa.
Well, you see, we lived in South Florida.
Oh, it's legal there.
It's all good. Anything goes down there.
That they were somebody was the kids would go parking on the under the causeway.
Right.
And there were some very nice people that were nabbing these kids that were making out or having sex.
Right.
And then they'd make the boys stand there and watch them rape the girl.
Wait, whoa.
And then they'd
this took a dark turn.
On the boys.
When was this was happening in Florida?
In South Florida in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Miami.
Okay.
Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Gotcha.
And Mother, in all of her infinite wisdom, says,
let's keep them in the house and where they'll be safe.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand that.
And he took his mother up on it.
there you go. So it's nice when you can laugh about it in the end.
You gave the kid the keys of the car. Of course he's going to drive it.
Absolutely. All right, so. You know,
but then our son turned around one day, came walking in our bedroom, and we were doing it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
That's too
bad. How old?
They have websites for this kind of thing.
And he walked back out.
How old were you, Cindy, if you don't mind me asking?
In my 30s.
Okay, so you've had some fun times, huh?
And you were completely okay with your 15-year-old son having sex in your house.
Have you heard?
I figured this way. He's going to do it. Or if he's going to do it. Do it where you're safe.
I understand. All right. Thank you for the call, Cindy, and I appreciate you listening.
I think it's different, okay, though, if you have a daughter, like, versus your son. Like, that's your daughter. Like, I don't know. To me, that's slightly different.
Even with the son, I think, and there are different methodologies of parenting, and every parent has to choose their own path. I don't know that saying they're going to do it regardless, so I might as well give them a safe environment.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know, Jim, that I would say it's horrible. I do understand the reasoning behind it, but you also have to understand that a 13 and a 14-year-old, there's still a great amount of control you can exercise over them. You certainly can know where they are at all times. I have a 13-year-old that's turning 14 tomorrow. I know where he is at all times.
You can control his sex life.
To a great degree.
Unless he was a complete freak,
right,
like I was.
He's
going to do it at school.
But you don't invite them into your house and say, here, come and have sex.
Yeah, like, here's some lube, and here's some,
here's some condoms, some wine.
Now I'm going to tell you this, Jerrica. There will be parents that will tell you that method has worked for them, but I am in agreement with you, and I am in agreement with Jim, that I think I don't think that you want to co-sign behavior. In other words, you know, what if the kid says, Mom, when I grow up, I'm going to do hair. And so you might as well let me do it now.
Let me go get it for you so you don't have to deal with a drug dealer.
Yeah, Mom, I've tasted beer and I like it. So when I turn 21, I'm going to drink a lot. So why don't you let me start now so I can get used to it? I think you have to exercise certain parameters over your children, regardless of what you think they may do, because a lot of times that's what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. You think they may do it, so then you allow it, and then they absolutely do it, whereby had you exercised a little bit more parental control, mm-hmm, they probably would have chosen a different path. Go ahead, Joan.
Hi. How are you today?
I am doing fine. How are you? You wanted to comment on kids having sex in the house?
Well, I did. Now, my son, when he was about 10 or 11 years old, happened to be up in a tree outside of our window while we were having sex, but he only heard us. He didn't see us. And that was embarrassing enough.
Okay.
But the last call you had that just caught his daughter, you know, because the door was open.
Yeah, that's Jim. He's in studio with us, my friend Jim Gray. Yeah.
Okay. And he felt that the young man should show respect to him.
Yes.
Frankly, I think his daughter also should show respect to him and not be having sex.
You know what, Joan? Do you know what, Jim? Joan is right. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but certainly the daughter, there's an amount of respect that she has to show. But Joan, I do understand her thought process, which is, this is our house. I grew up in this house. This is partly mine. And my dad knows how I am, and he might be okay with it. I think in that situation, it was up to the guy to go, hey, you know, because a child has certain privileges or certain things with a parent that someone outside of that relationship does not have. So I think it was more on the guy to say, hey, I don't want to disrespect your father's house or your house like this by doing this while he's in here. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're right, but I still think I'm 75 years old and I'm far from being a prude, believe me.
Right.
But I just think she also should have some respect.
Yes, you're right. I'm not in disagreement with you. I think you're right.
That's pretty private.
Yes.
Having sex should be more private than it is today.
Well, that's crazy talk.
I agree with you, but like he said, like my kids, I don't have anything of my own, and they know that. If I have something, it's my kids. Like
she could have been looking at that as her house as well.
Absolutely.
Whereas the boyfriend, he knows that this is wrong.
He should have known. I mean, he's definitely should have known.
Yeah. Thank you, Joan, for listening, and thank you for the call, by the way, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Do you honestly think that an 18-year-old, or I'm sorry, 19 he is, is going to deny sex. Like, come on.
No, you're right.
Like, you think that that's on his mind to be like, oh, no, let's not do this.
You're right, but this is what I'm saying. You have to, you know, are you in it for the short term or the long run?
Well, that's the question.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to keep hitting it, you be smart up front. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
I don't know if kids think of it that way anymore. I mean, asking the father for permission thing, I don't even know if people still do that.
Yeah, but I feel like that's where it's the parent's job to instill that in the child, to let them know, because I grew up that way. So to me, that is very disrespectful for me to even think that that's okay.
To have sex sex in your parents' house.
No. Like, I think that that's disrespectful because it's not my house. It is their house.
Right.
And then I also do think, yes, if this is somebody that I see a future with, it's disrespectful on their end that they did not stop it.
Okay.
I think it's both of our jobs to do that.
There is a little bit of a difference there. Like you just said, you would never, it's their house. It's not yours. It's not my house. It is my kids. When I die, they're going to get it. If they needed something, I would sell it. I don't look at it as mine. And I don't raise them to think that I have stuff and that they have to respect my stuff. If I have it, it's theirs.
But I do get what Jerrica's saying.
Every dollar in my bank account isn't
mine. My parents aren't like, no, this is mine. No, of course. Right. But it's just the respect level.
I'm just saying the protocol of it, the underlying respect of it, which is, to, you know, I don't want my dad walking in. Certainly close the damn door.
Absolutely. Close the door.
Step number one, close the door. Step number two, lock the door.
Now, Jerrica, let me ask you this. Would you have sex in your if your boyfriend lived with his parents and he said it's okay, would you do that then?
Probably not, because to me, I would still feel weird about the situation. I don't know. That's just, no.
You have to apologize for it. I'm just curious as to where your
head's
at.
Because then I feel like now I'm disrespecting his parents' house or, what I mean?
Okay,
like
I understand.
Whole thing.
Okay, all right. Well, fair enough, fair enough. Fashion. All right, Jim, you're going to hang with us.
I am very old-fashioned.
Yeah, but she's also, I think it might be a cultural thing, too, because she's Latin, and there is a greater respect, I think, they have, and I say they, but the Latin culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, the American culture. I think probably in any culture, the American culture is the one where kids have the least amount of respect for their parents. And I'll put that out there. I don't think that we grow up, or at least we don't anymore, I don't think that we grow up with the proper amount of respect for the people that gave us life, as far as other cultures. Certainly in the Japanese culture, they revere the elderly. I think in America, I think the older you get, the more disposable you become. And I don't know that that's true for other cultures like it is.
We would
America.
Get slapped up with a chancleta if you did that, okay?
You don't want to get slapped up with a chancleta. The chancleta, man. You're rolling. You ain't never been slapped up with the chancleta.
No, but I've been backhanded a few times. So.
A wooden spoon, anything they can get their hands on, you're going to get smacked with that.
There you go, right
well,
there.
Let me ask you a question, though. Let's say, like, you and your boyfriend financially had to move in with one of your parents. Mm-hmm. You're saying that you would never have sex.
Or does that make it different if you are now living there with him?
But she lives there.
Okay,
you're saying they both live.
Yeah,
there.
They both live.
Okay, well, first of all, I will say we would have to be on that, like, marriage or have a kid level for us to be that intimate in a room where my parents are still at. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Because if we're not getting married, or we're not married, or we do not have children, in their eyes, we should not be in a room together, whether it's open or closed. Like, I mean, we could be TV or something, but
what I know about
Jerrica, it's kind of disrespectful.
She's very traditional.
She has a very
like, for that, get your own place or find somewhere else to do it in a car.
I just want to argue for the sake of arguing, but I can't.
You
can.
You're right.
It's a beautiful thing.
And you want to. But what she says makes a lot of sense. And to a great degree, you have to respect it. Let me see who we have before we go to break, which we are way behind, but let's see. Tony, what did you want to say?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You want to catch name on the show?
I just wanted to add this. Where did they lose their virginity? If it wasn't the girl's parents' house or the divorced parents' house.
You know That's what? That question. Damn Tony.
Tony.
You ask again. So,
Jericho.
Yeah. Hold on. Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, Jericho. Where did you lose your virginity?
That is my business.
Or do you still have it?
Well, confirm or deny that it was at one of those places.
Yes. Can you confirm? Yeah.
I am not confirming or denying anything.
No, why are you?
Because
why
it
are
you winking to me?
Everything you just said is a sham.
Why are you winking to me and holding up a sign saying Abuela's Casa?
Tony just that would be the worst.
You know what, though? I have to be honest with you. I didn't lose my virginity in my parents' house.
I didn't either.
I lost it real late, though. I was 18 when I lost my virginity. Oh, yeah. So I was real late.
Wow, that's surprising. I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. It's one of the only things that it wasn't by choice.
You got to take it from you?
No.
Oh,
his
man.
Mic. I'm cutting his mic
was
off.
He older than you?
Idiot. Anyway, all right. Listen, let's go to break.
You said it was taken from you.
No, I said it wasn't a choice. Yeah. Well, it wasn't my choice to wait until I was 18.
Oh. You didn't think so. Yeah.
A brother put out feelers.
Oh gosh, probably in a creepy way.
No.
Yeah. So I was looking at pictures of your daughter.
Yeah. All right, listen. We're gonna go to break, and when we come back, Rory Ellis is in the house. I hope everything is set up. He's got his full band. We're going to find out about all of them. Find out what's been going on with Rory Ellis since his last appearance. If you heard him play, you know to stay right in front of your radios wherever you are. If you have not, I am telling you, this is an extraordinary talent that needs to be reckoned with, and you need to jump on the train now while he's still got time to like you, because at some point, he ain't going to know nobody. So don't go anywhere. We have Rory Ellis and his band coming up when we return. And we will have Rory Ellis playing with our very own Jerrica, Sister Jerrica. I'm going to start calling you Sister Jerrica because you're so holy. Okay. Sister Jerrica. When we return, she'll be doing a Doofus Eufus, a Cat Named Mo penned song for her new project, the Jerrica Cabrera Experience. All of that and more when we get back. It's Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.